up, guys? Welcome into Stacking Dubs. Your host, Chris Chin here. We're going to jump a little bit into the Warriors draft pick. Not too much to explore in terms of trades at this point. Obviously, if they can go get a big fish, sure, let's dangle the pick. But let's operate as though the Warriors are going to use that pick. And main thing with that pick is it's not going to be something that just turns you into contender, right? We need to be realistic. It needs to be someone that can help you. It might not even be someone that is going to be starting or playing more than 20 minutes this next year. And that's okay. We need to be realistic. If you hit on somebody that's going to be better than that or be a starter, great. But we need to think about who can contribute as, you know, kind of that like seventh, eighth, even like a ninth man in a role that the Warriors can use. You know, what's kind of that special role? And I guess, spoiler alert, it can come at any position. It's easy to say the Warriors need a wing. It's easy to say they need a big. You could also say they need a guard. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because I think in general, I would classify getting another guard as probably number three on the list of wing, center, guard. But I could see the case for it being just the best available player, the case for it being the most upside heading towards the future with one of these young guards. It's a very deep guard draft, talking point guards, kind of that combo guard, even like a two that can play up to a three. I'm going to go into three players that I like that might be there for the Warriors in the draft, and we'll talk about those three in a bit. But yeah, essentially one of the things the Warriors need they pretty much need everything, but one of the things they could use in a bench type player is like that Jordan Poole type shot creation. It needs to be like a three level scorer, someone who can definitely space the court. You would love for them to have some size, so they're not just a twig on defense and thus hard to play next to Steph. Even hard to play next to Pajemski. It's just hard playing with two kind of under-athletic, undersized guards defensively. So you're not going to be able to get both. You're not going to get an explosive shot creating guard like Akoff, who won't be there anyways, and also get positional size that's not going to expose you on defense. So you're kind of picking between a few different molds. So we're going to dissect a couple different ones. Secondly, I mean, whoever you're getting needs to be able to shoot. You have to provide enough spacing, especially at that wing or at that guard position. Has to be able to knock down shots, be able to shoot off movement, shoot off the dribble, ideally too, kind of play in different ways. And in addition to potentially playmaking, those are two of the most important things to me. And then the next, and I don't know if it's the most important, but it's kind of like criteria, is they just need some sort of positional size in terms of, can they guard up, you know, as big as maybe just like someone like Melton's or GP2's ability to guard up to a three? Can they rebound a little bit? Can they rotate over from the weak side and provide maybe a little bit of rim protection? I know it's asking a lot out of guards, but you'll see that two of the guards that I'm going to talk about today do offer that, and that's a huge plus. But again, you're sacrificing a bit on kind of that quick, explosive, shifty handle. Ultimately, one very big benefit of drafting a lead guard potential with upside is that he can maybe bridge the gap post Steph Curry. I know we're not really thinking about that right now, but in a couple years from now, the Warriors are pretty much out. They just have nothing in terms of guards outside of Brandon Pajemski, who I think we all know is not going to be a lead guard. If you could somehow strike gold and get someone who could potentially be a lead guard for you in 3 or 4 years and give you just, you know, some kind of younger Jordan Poole explosive sixth, seventh type man scoring off the bench in the next year or two, someone that could, you know, get you 13, 14 points, create another 3-4 assists potentially, and kind of take care of that ball, then yeah, that might be the best case scenario that you can hope for drafting kind of late lottery and at this point, so that they're actually contributing this year and towards the future. But again, we're asking for a lot. So I got three names. We'll kind of go through them. And, I'm not going to talk about Acuff. I don't think he's going to be there. I think he, well, I guess I'll talk. I guess I'm talking about him just quickly. He gives you everything you want on offense, but defensively, man, it really hurts the positional size. You're getting smaller, and just defensively, it's just not there. Keaton Wagler from Illinois, good size, 6'5, good handle, can create, can shoot. He's probably going to be gone. I think he might go as high as five because the Clippers need a bigger guard, is what it sounds like. And he's kind of a late bloomer. My problem there is he's just really slow. What's killing the Warriors is just a lack of quickness, explosiveness, and athleticism. And I guess I should have led with that when I was talking about my criteria. I need some athleticism and some speed. Regardless of your skill set, I need someone with some speed and explosiveness. The Warriors are just too slow. If last year we could have pointed at them for being too small for a lot of the time, which a lot of the time they were. Now we got a little bit of size, but all around we're old and we're slow. So I need someone with some speed. Wagler doesn't really give you that, doesn't improve that. I think his upside is limited just by his athleticism. He's a good player, maybe kind of like a Haliburton type player, potentially without quite as much craftiness and speed. Not my fit right now for the Warriors. Although when I say Haliburton, I would gladly take a guy like that. Okay, moving on. First guy I want to talk about, and all this guy's been mocked to the Warriors and has been talked about a bunch, is LeBaron Fylon. 6'2", so he's small. He's 176, small. So we're kind of talking like that poor man's Acuff. And I'm going to be okay with his kind of deficiencies on size and defense potentially if he is just that good on offense. And there are glimpses that he could be that lead guard. I grade him an A plus in terms of handle, creation, shiftiness, just craftiness, just able to literally get to wherever he wants on the court, get to the hoop. He's a three-level scorer, can step back into a mid-range. He's a good outside shooter. Averaged like 22 points at Alabama last year. Just a fantastic, just creative, kind of like almost like a Kyrie Irving type build. Probably in with the Warriors would be the closest thing you can get to kind of like a Jordan Poole role. Again, my questions here are, what's the downside, and can you on defense, can you play him next to Steph Pajemski? Has decent wingspan for his size, competes. Besides being short, he's also just so skinny. I mean, you're talking kind of like Steph coming out of college almost sized. And Steph only became a adequate defender, a few years later once he put on a bunch of bulk. I think it would be hard to put Fylon in like a playoff series. If the goal is to win a playoff series in the Steph Curry era and try to make a playoff run, Fylon might get exposed, and you're really just gonna have to play him kind of in the middle of the games. He can't play during crunch time again, otherwise teams are just gonna target him. So if you think that he can be that lead guard and you love the skill set and you're looking more towards the future with potential to help your second unit, yeah, Fylon is definitely a potential choice, and he could definitely be there for the Warriors. So I'm unsure there. Would I take him over like Lendenborg as a bigger wing who helps us more now? It's just the opposite, right? It's just doesn't help you in some ways, but helps you potentially with the upside for the future. Moving on. Braden Burries been mocked also a few times. I think ESPN has Burries, and several people have Burries to the Warriors. What Burries is a combo guard with good size for a point guard, but he's kind of a tweener. He is 6'4". And he's 215, so that's a big guard, even at the two, in terms of just sturdiness, strength, size. Why he's a tweener is just that standing reach is only like, I think it's like an 8'2", which is decent, but he's not super explosive. He's not super quick, shifty, kind of limited burst explosiveness. So as a two, you're almost undersized, despite being strong. You're just vertically and just kind of explosively tough to see him as a wing. Like I said, he's sturdy, he's strong, he's a good rebounder, he's a fantastic defender, a versatile defender. And he uses that strength. He finishes well on offense, which is also very important for the Warriors. He's a good shooter, although he got off to a poor start at Arizona. He came on strong the second half of the year, can shoot and again score and shoot in multiple ways. It's the kind of the swing factors are, can he overcome the lack of burst and the kind of that lack of I want to call it like, handle playmaking. He's like a mediocre handle. He's a mediocre playmaker. He's not explosive. And he's like the opposite of Phylon, where he's just like, you don't know that he's going to be able to give you much creation. For a one as a point guard, not going to be good enough. If he's as a two and he's kind of playing off ball, yeah, I could see it. Just kind of play off ball, kind of a secondary score, maybe a tertiary score. Catch and shoot type guy. And then on the other side of the ball on defense, that's where he's really making his hay. I'm trying to think of a good comparison, but I think if he can give you kind of defensively what like a Marcus Smart, well, potential to be a strong combo guard defender like a Marcus Smart, he'll probably shoot a little bit more efficiently and then doesn't quite give you as much point guard skills as you want. I guess that'll be my comparison if his defense really takes off. I don't think he's nearly as strong or as good defensively as a Marcus Smart, but he might be a better shooter, and you're hoping for that upside there. So he's kind of a good in-between pick for the Warriors. He, if he, you know, he's a high prospect. So for coming into college, so if he his late surge at Arizona is for real and he comes on strong, he could definitely help the Warriors immediately this season. I mean, all the that wing kind of that two scoring guard help that you can get, and then just give you some point of attack and perimeter defense, especially if Melton's gone. So that's the case for Burries. Lastly, this is kind of my dark horse pick. He's a little further down. I haven't seen him, higher than 15, but he's the highest riser in the combine, and it's Cameron Carr out of Baylor. He's only 6'4". But he profiles as a wing. He's profiles as a two, maybe even up to a three because of his reach and his athleticism. He's about 184, so decent size, but needs to add a little bit of strength and size. Seven, again, at 6'4", he has a 7'1" wingspan, very long. On top of that, we talked about Burries at an 8'2" standing reach. Carr at the same height is 8'8" standing reach. Oh, and he is a 42 and a half inch vert. So, you're kind of talking measurements and like that, almost like Zach LaVine type measurements, although he plays a bit differently. But again, he's been the biggest riser, 30 points in one of the combine games. He had like six threes. He's considered an elite catch and shoot and movement shooter. Gives you great spacing with great athleticism and great length. I mean, that's your prototypical kind of D and three build. The problem is he hasn't been a great defender. He's been a disruptive defender. 1.3 blocks, great at 6'4". I'll take it. It's kind of like that Derek White block number and a steal. But the kind of just the defensive effort and just kind of the defensive acumen, aside from being a turnover creator, defense leaves a little bit to be desired, and that's what's going to be his swing factor. If he uses his traits, if he plays with a defensive-oriented team or defensive player like a Draymond Green and really just hones in and says, "Hey, I'm going to be this 3-and-D role." Sky's the limit as a 3-and-D, a glorified 3-and-D player. Could be even better. He just because he shoots well does not mean he is not a three-level scorer. He can attack, he can finish extremely well, catches lobs, a lot of dunks, attacks the closeout well. If you overcommit to him in space, shooting a three, he will attack that closeout well. Not the best handle, not the best kind of vision, playmaking, craftiness. Maybe kind of like an Andrew Wiggins type, if you want to think of it like that. I mean, that's probably a pretty good comparison. I've been seeing kind of like Trey Murphy also. I don't think he's quite as strong as those guys, but vertically kind of gives you that. He's not as tall as Wiggins. But again, if he can shoot in, in that mid to upper 30s, especially off movement, which Wiggins didn't really ever do, but if he can kind of shoot off movement, he can attack closeouts, and then he can kind of build that defense up. You have a sleeper here to be maybe a star, but maybe just one of the top kind of 3-and-D long wings that can help a team immediately and help a team in the long run as like a number two, number three score. So, I could see I'd be okay if the Warriors, if they really like what they see, potentially reach for somebody like Carr. It's just someone that could play next to Steph potentially. I mean, in the Warriors system, he'd probably end up being a three. But again, you need all the threes you can get at this point, and you just need some freaking athleticism, and Carr is going to give you that and not sacrifice spacing. So, I mean, in terms of just raw tools, I like Carr the best. I know he's not as good and probably doesn't have as much upside to be kind of like a lead guard like Filon does. He doesn't have the defensive acumen and to help you and be a good two-way player like Burries does, but he has potential. So I don't know. It's hard for me to order these three. I mean, it's really just kind of just three completely different players, and the Warriors just gonna have to decide, who they think is going to be the best at that spot because they can use all three of these different skill sets. All right, so that's kind of my coverage on guards. Maybe we'll do another one on bigs coming up later, but as more info and measurements and combine stuff comes along, we'll see where the Warriors stand. All right, I'll cut it there. Until next time, I've been Chris Chin. Oh, give me a like, give me a subscribe, hook it up. Till next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.